Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Game of Fate by Scarlett St. Clair, narrated by Tyler Dunn. Chapter 1. A Game of Balance. Hades manifested near the coast of the gods. In the sunlight, the shoreline boasted turquoise water and pristine white beaches, all set before the backdrop of cliffs, grottos, and a monastery made of white and green marble that could be accessed after ascending 300 steps. Mortals flocked here to swim, sail, and snorkel. It was an oasis, up until the sun made its fiery descent in the sky. After twilight, evil moved in the darkened night, beneath a sky of stars and an ocean of moonlight. It came on ships and moved across New Greece, and Hades was here to neutralize it. He turned, the gravel crunching beneath his feet, and walked in the direction of the Corinth Company, a fishery that took up an extensive amount of real estate on the coast. The plaster facade of the warehouse blended flawlessly with the ancient architecture adorning the shoreline, appearing worn, bleached, and charming. A simple black lamp highlighted a sign bearing the company's name, written in a font that boasted prestige and power, admirable characteristics when they belonged to the best of society, dangerous when they belonged to the worst. A mortal moved in the shadow. He had been there since Hades arrived, and no doubt thought he was well hidden, which perhaps he was to other mortals. But Hades was a god, and he owned the shadows. As he passed, the man moved.